Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Maseches Erevin Daf Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, there's a machlokas amaraim regarding gaps in mavui walls. Rav Chanan bar Rava said in the name of Rav, mavui shenifratz metzido be'ezer amos marosh barba. A mavui can have a maximum gap up until 10 amos on its side wall, as long as there were four tefachim of wall before the gap. But in the front wall, in a case, for example, where the mavui had a 20 amos opening and was then closed off by a 10 amos wall, then four tefachim in that wall is the maximum breach. So Gemara asks, why breach in the front wall can't also be up until 10 amos, like a gap in the side wall, and be considered an entrance? Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, answered that when Rav Chanan stated a breach in the front, he is referring to a breach in the corner. Since people don't usually construct entrances in corners, it can't be considered an entrance. Instead, it's viewed as a gap that makes the mavui puzzle. Rav Huna says, in either case, whether the breach is in the sidewall or in the corner, a breach that is four tefachim wide puzzles the mavui. Point number two, there's a machlokas amaraim regarding mavui akum, a bent mavui, which is an L-shaped mavui that opens to the street on both ends. Rav says, Torasuk mafulash, its law is that of an open mavui, meaning each leg is viewed as an open mavui, which requires a tzuras ha-pesach on one end and a lechi or kora at the other. Shmuel says, Torasuk asasum, its law is that of a closed mavui, and therefore all that's required is a lechi or a kora at each end. And point number three, Gemara points out a contradiction of Braisa, which initially states, Lo lam halachak beis hillel, the halacha always follows beis hillel, and then states immediately afterwards, and one who wishes to act in accordance with Beis Shammai may do so, and one who wants to act in accordance with Beis Hillel may do so. So three answers are given. Number one, kan kodem baskol, kadem lachar baskol. The second part that states that one can choose whom to follow was said before the baskol stated that Beis Hillel's opinion should be followed, and the first statement was made after the baskol. Answer number two, the first and second part were both stated after the baskol. The second part, however, reflects the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who pays no heed to baskol. And answer number three, the second part of the braisa means to say that anywhere that there's a machlokas, just like the arguments that we find between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whenever there's no authoritative ruling regarding who should be followed, one should not adopt the kulas of both nor the chumras of both, but rather one should adopt the kulas and the chumras of one Rebbe. In the case of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, however, this rule doesn't apply, since there was an authoritative ruling that Beis Hillel should be followed. So once again, the three points are, number one, there's a machlokas amaraim regarding gaps in mavui walls. Rav Chanan bar Rava said in the name of Rav, mavui shenifritz metzido be'eser amos marosh barba. A mavui can have a maximum gap up until 10 amos on its side wall, as long as there were four tefachim wall before the gap. But in the front wall, in a case, for example, where the mavui had a 20 amos opening and was then closed up by a 10 amos wall, then four tefachim in that wall is the maximum breach. So the Gemara asks why a breach in the front wall can't also be up until 10 amos, like a gap in the side wall, and be considered an entrance. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, answered that when Rav Chanan stated a breach in the front, he was referring to a breach in the corner. Since people don't usually construct entrances in corners, it cannot be considered an entrance. Instead, it's viewed as a gap that makes the mavui puzzle. Rav Huna says, Echozev echozev barba. In either case, whether the breach is in the sidewall or in the corner, a breach that's four tefachim wide puzzles the mavui. Point number two, there's a machlokas amaraim regarding a mavui akum, a bent mavui, which is an L-shaped mavui that opens to the streets on both ends. Rav says, Torasuk mafulash, its law is that of an open mavui, meaning each leg is viewed as an open mavui, which requires a tzuras ha-pesach at one end and a lechi or kora at the other. Shmuel says, Torasuk asasum, its law is that of a closed mavui, and therefore all that is required is a lechi or a kora at each end. And point number three, Gemara points out a contradiction in the Braisa, which initially states, Olam halacha beis hillel, the halacha always follows beis hillel, and then states immediately afterwards, Varot salasus kedibri shamay osa, kedibri beis hillel osa. One who wishes to act in accordance with Beis Shammai may do so, and one who wants to act in accordance with Beis Hillel may do so. So three answers are given. Answer number one, kan kodem baskol, kadem la'achar baskol. The second part that states that one can choose whom to follow was said before the baskol stated that Beis Hillel's opinion should be followed, and the first statement was made after the baskol. Answer number two, the first and second part were both stated after the baskol. The second part, however, reflects the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who pays no heed to baskols. And answer number three, the second part of the Braisa means to say that anywhere that there's a machlokas, just like the arguments that we find between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whenever there's no authoritative ruling regarding who should be followed, one should not adopt the kulas of both, nor the chumras of both, but rather one should adopt the kulas and the chumras of one Rebbe. In the case of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, however, this rule does not apply, since there was an authoritative ruling that Beis Hillel should be followed. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Daf Vav. So the Simfer Vav is a sword, a long, straight thing. So we use a sword. Here goes. The matador with the sword, who escaped the raging bull by entering a gap in the corner of the front wall and running through a bent mavui, was disqualified by the judge, whose opinion was always followed. Once again, in slow motion. The matador with the sword, that must be more in Daf Vav. The matador with the sword, who escaped the raging bull by entering a gap in the corner of the front wall, which reminds us there's a machlokas amarim regarding gaps in mavui walls. Rav Chanan bar Rava said in the name of Rav, mavui shenifritz mitzido be'esra amos merosha ba'arba. A mavui can have a maximum gap up until 10 amos on its side wall, as long as there were four tefachim of wall before the gap. But in the front wall, in a case, for example, where the mavui had a 20 amos opening and was then closed up by a 10 amos wall, then four tefachim in that wall is the maximum breach. So the Gemara asks why a breach in the front wall can't be 10 amos like a gap in the side wall and be considered an entrance. So Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, answered that when Rav Chanan stated a breach in the front, he was referring to a breach in the corner. Since people don't usually construct entrances in corners, it cannot be considered an entrance. Instead, it's viewed as a gap that makes a mavui puzzle. Rav Huna said, Echozeh ve'echozeh barba. In either case, whether the breach is in the sidewall or in the corner, a breach that is four tefachim wide puzzles the mavui. So the matador with the sword who escaped the raging bull by entering a gap in the corner of the front wall and running through a bent mavui, which reminds us, there's a machlokas amarim regarding a mavui akum, a bent mavui, which is an L-shaped mavui that opens to the street on both ends. Rav says, Torasukum afulish, its law is that of an open mavui, meaning each leg is viewed as an open mavui, which requires a tsuras of pesach at one end and a lechi or korah at the other. Shmuel says, Torasuk asasim, its law is that of a closed mavui, and therefore all that is required is a lechi or a korah at each end. So the matador with the sword who escaped the raging bull by entering a gap in the corner of the front wall and running through a bent mavui was disqualified by the judge whose opinion was always followed. Which reminds us, the Gemara points out a contradiction in a brisa which initially states, Lolam halacha k'beis hillel. The halacha always follows beis hillel, and then states immediately afterwards, V'harot zelasus k'divrei beis shammai osa, k'divrei beis hillel osa. And one who wishes to act in accordance with beis shammai may do so, and one who wants to act in accordance with beis hillel may do so. So three answers are given. Number one, kan kodem baskol, kan la'achar baskol. The second part that states that one can choose whom to follow was said before the baskol stated that beis hillel's opinion should be followed. And the first statement was made after the baskol. Answer number two, the first and second part were both stated after the baskol. The second part, however, reflects the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who pays no heed to baskols. And answer number three is that the second part of the brisa means to say that anywhere that there is a machlokas, just like the arguments we find between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whenever there's no authoritative ruling regarding who should be followed, one should not adopt the kulas of both nor the chumras of both, but rather one should adopt the kulas and the chumras of one Rebbe. In the case of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, however, this rule doesn't apply, since there was an authoritative ruling that Beis Hillel should be followed. So once again, the matador with the sword who escaped the raging bull by entering a gap in the corner of the front wall and running through a bent mavui was disqualified by the judge, whose opinion was always followed. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day, great learning.